All right, folks, welcome back to How to Be Stoic. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and if you're like me, sometimes life feels like a roller coaster ride with a few extra loops and drops thrown in for good measure. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? Between work, relationships, and everything else swirling around, it's easy to lose sight of ourselves and our own well-being. That's why today we're diving into something super important: practicing self-compassion and emotional healing. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another preaky podcast about mindfulness, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some Zen master living in a cave on top of a mountain. It's about learning to treat ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support we'd offer to a close friend going through a rough time. Think about it. You wouldn't rip into your best friend for tripping up, would you? You'd probably say something like, hey, everyone makes mistakes, just pick yourself up and try again. So why do we sometimes treat ourselves so much harsher? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when practicing self-compassion. Firstly, recognize that you're human. We all mess up. We all have moments of doubt, insecurity, and even anger. It's part of being alive. Accepting these imperfections instead of fighting them is the first step towards healing. You know that feeling when you make a mistake at work and your inner critic starts blasting you? Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Secondly, practice mindful self-talk. The way we talk to ourselves matters. Seriously, pay attention to the internal dialogue happening in your head throughout the day. Are you constantly criticizing yourself? Replacing those harsh judgments with words of kindness and encouragement can make a world of difference. Imagine saying to yourself, I'm doing my best and that's enough, instead of "Ugh, I messed that up." That shift in perspective can be powerful. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on the good things in your life can significantly impact your emotional well-being. Take a moment each day to appreciate the small things. A sunny morning, a delicious meal, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. When you shift your focus towards what you have instead of what you lack, it's easier to feel content and grateful. Fourthly, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about anything that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. It could be reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or spending time with people who lift you up. Make time for activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek help. We all need support sometimes. If you're struggling emotionally, don't hesitate to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. There's no shame in asking for help. It takes courage and strength to acknowledge when you need support, and it's the first step towards healing and growth. Now, let me share a quick example. Imagine you just received some tough feedback at work. Instead of beating yourself up and letting those negative feelings spiral out of control, imagine taking a deep breath, acknowledging your disappointment, and saying to yourself, okay, this wasn't ideal, but I can learn from this experience. You might even think, what specific steps can I take to improve next time, see? It's all about shifting your perspective and treating yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a friend. So remember, folks, practicing self-compassion and emotional healing is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but by cultivating these practices, we can navigate life's challenges with greater resilience, understanding, and ultimately, joy. Ready to put this into action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you could practice more self-compassion today. Maybe it's being kinder to yourself when you make a mistake or taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Small steps lead to big changes, and remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.